You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Today I'm reviewing the conversation Joe Rogan had with Alex Berenson and Dr. Mike Hart in podcast 1246. This is a really interesting conversation for those that enjoy listening to the pot debate, right? The pro-weed guys and the con-weed guys. And here, Alex Berenson wrote a book. He's like a New York Times journalist. He wrote a book about what to tell your kids about marijuana, the truth of it, and he's kind of linking it to violence and mental illness and all the rest of it. Okay, so, he obviously has his agenda. And then on the other side of that, you have Dr. Mike Hart, who is a Canadian medical doctor that prescribes marijuana and CBD for his patients. So obviously has a very differing opinion than Alex. Anyway, this is a good one, so let's start the review. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So with these conversations that Joe puts on, they're a great example of how good and civil a conversation can be. You know, where two opposing ideologies come together and rationally discuss an issue that oftentimes is just argued to no end and no one gets any understanding of anything. So this is a great example of what a conversation can be when people are civil. You know what I mean? So that's what I really enjoyed about this one. And at times it was fun, you know, and there were some jokes in there, mostly from Joe, just to kind of lighten the mood. But, you know, these guys, I think, were really enjoying the conversation. And that's an important part of a discussion that's this serious, is you don't want to just wear people out with their side of it, because then, you know, if people are getting tired or frustrated, they just bunker down and hold their argument more true. You know, and I'm not saying that these guys left this conversation with Rogan with vastly different opinions of where they started, but they definitely learned something and gained some respect for each other, and I think it definitely kind of paved the way for more conversation between them both in the future. One thing I will say is that Alex Berenson came on Rogan's podcast in a sense to talk about his book, or to discuss his book, and he didn't bring a copy of it. So, you know, I think that was just a bit silly. It's not a big deal, but I'm like, if you're going to promote your book and you come on to a podcast or we'll defend it, at least have a copy of it so you can kind of open and reference it. Obviously, you knew the book well, but it just helps to kind of have those things. So, you know, he's writing a book about how marijuana is bad. And Dr. Mike, on the other hand, is saying, look, it's not bad. And it helps people, and I can show that it helps people. So he does a lot of work with people with CBD and post-traumatic stress and that sort of thing. So Dr. Mike definitely believes that marijuana is very beneficial, and many doctors do that in a lot of ways because of its non-toxic element. So it's almost like, well, it's not going to hurt you to have it. It doesn't really interact with other medications, so why not give it a shot and we'll see. But Alex's point was, listen, you know, he obviously doesn't like the idea of marijuana being used as a medicine. He basically was saying that he wants people to just admit that they're getting subscriptions or whatever just so they can get high all the time, which I don't doubt, that's plenty of people. But he's saying there's not a ton of scientific research saying that marijuana does the things that many doctors are claiming that it does. And that's interesting. I didn't know this. I haven't done research into these sorts of things. You know, I knew that not a ton of testing was happening because the FDA is pretty strict on it. But I thought that more had been done just for understanding what marijuana can do, relieving, lowering blood pressure, or that was one thing that I'd heard. I'd heard that it possibly does some good with certain types of cancer, and it can also lower inflammation, though maybe that was more CBD. But that's exactly it, you know. I wasn't sure, and I think a lot of claims are made about this. One issue that Alex said is that he believes that its use of marijuana, greater use of it, is increased schizophrenia, even though there's not a great deal of data on that either. So what's the real truth from it? And that's what these guys were trying to bash out. And I think more than anything, what their conversation was bringing up for me is that, yeah, maybe we don't have even close to the information that we need. And Alex, to give credit to him, was willing to say, listen, if science proves that marijuana, THC, can help for certain ailments, he'd be the first to admit that it's a medicine. He just wants to see more proof of it. And I think that that is pretty reasonable in a lot of ways, because I wouldn't want other medicines or pharmaceuticals to just be thrown onto the market before they had a chance to rigorously prove themselves as worthy of being a medicine, right? We got enough bad drugs that are killing people out there that have some effect on what they're trying to fix, but it's a real issue. I mean, it could be with other drugs. We're just lucky the marijuana isn't toxic. You know, these conversations are very important, I think, and they will help to legalize marijuana in every state safely and effectively, and that would lead the way for the rest of the world. Like, if we fuck this up in America and we don't release these states to be legal weed sellers in the right way, and then there's a big backlash of like mental illness or some other problem that arises that we're not aware of, other countries are going to be more timid and less likely to adopt that policy of legalized marijuana. And that would be a shame, because I think there are great benefits to it, and done the right way, not only taken and smoked and ate the right way, but legalized the right way, it will pave the way for the rest of the world to follow. I mean, if there's just no measurable danger and only benefits, then I'm happy for America to kind of be the testing ground, because I think that with the state system that America has, 50 different states, it's almost like 50 different chances to legalize marijuana. We have the most practice. We can get all the kinks out, and then other countries that generally, when they pass their laws, it applies to the whole country immediately, they can just take the best aspects of what we've been able to do. So yeah, this discussion is important, and you know, you don't need to shy away from it or get frustrated just because there's like an anti-marijuana guy on there. I really felt like some of his points were worth questioning. You know, he was trying to make the point about marijuana being a gateway drug, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, listen, you can almost throw coffee in the mix. You know, it's just a silly one because nobody uses that argument to ban alcohol. It's just a drug, and it's usually one of the first ones that you get a hold of. So, you know, if cocaine was the first drug everyone got a hold of, that would be a gateway drug, but that's seen as more like the end of the road drug. Also, Dr. Mike was saying that one of the other beneficial things of marijuana is you can use it to help people lessen their grip on opioid addiction. So, you know, they're smoking weed instead of taking opioids. And Alex came back at that saying just replacing one drug for another isn't necessarily a good thing. But, I mean, overall, if you think about it, opioids are going to kill you. Marijuana is not. So what's the harm then? I mean, if you're dead, it doesn't matter, because what's left? But at least with marijuana, you could just deal with those side effects as they can. And, you know, in a way, I think this podcast, and you decide once you've listened to it, but in so many ways, it means that the science is still out on this, and research needs to be done to just really clarify what the advantages are. I don't think that I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't find anything damaging about marijuana. If anything, maybe they'll find that it doesn't have a great deal of medical uses. Maybe there's a few things for seizure, for stress, for nausea, appetite, that sort of thing. But maybe it doesn't do a whole bunch. But that's fine. You know, that's still enough to make it usable. And at the end of the day, it's not toxic. So, yeah, I think you can see my opinion on marijuana. But anyway, check out the podcast. It's a good conversation. And see what you get out of it. I appreciate you guys. Peace.